Now, the state is falling way behind in its forestry targets. Last year, just 2,500 hectares of forestry were planted, well short of the 8,000 hectare target. Administrative delays in the Department of Agriculture are being blamed, and the licensing delays have brought the sector to a crisis point, according to many in the industry. But could there be some good news on the horizon? We'll be speaking to Minister of State Pippa Hackett in the second hour, but our agriculture correspondent Fran McNulty has more. Fran, Pippa Hackett is writing today in the Irish Independent about finding a new way forward for forestry, but there are also, if you like, lots of backlogged problems.
Yeah, and Pippa Hackett is referring in the Irish Independent on you directly to a project called Project Woodland, which she hopes will address many of these issues. Forestry is very complex, and there are a number of hoops you need to jump through if you want to plant forestry, if you want to harvest it, if you want to build the roads, put the infrastructure in that's needed. But there are massive delays with having licences issued. In fact, delays of around 2 years in simply having licences issued or dealing with appeals. And there are more licences being issued for felling and road building than for actual planting of trees. And this means that the state is falling way behind when it comes to meeting its own planting targets, as you've been saying. And those targets are tied into strategies, not least strategies like the Climate Action Plan. But very practically, outside of that, it has led to concerns in the construction industry in the last few months that they could be short on timber because things had gotten so bad in the middle of last year when it came to harvesting trees. And these delays are infuriating for people who want to invest in forestry. Legislation was introduced to simplify the process, but it appears there is an administrative lag in the Department of Agriculture, which is still a significant issue. And the sector is saying there's a rather bizarre situation where small trees, which are produced from seed by nurseries, are now actually being exported out of the country because people here aren't planting enough of them. And then on the other hand, people are considering importing timber. It's a catch-22 of sorts on you. You can't get trees into the ground and you can't fell the ones that are mature because you can't get the licenses to do that either.
Is there a solution inside, Frank?
A solution of sorts. It's not simple. This Project Woodland document, which Pippa Hackett will launch later today, will identify some of the areas that need to be addressed. And there was a huge report called the McKinnon Report some time ago, which looked at the issues in the sector. And this plan is about implementing that. Now, a woman called Jo O'Hara, she's a former head of Scottish Forestry, has over the past number of months been meeting with and talking virtually and talking to people about what needs to be done in the sector. And she's been speaking to all those various interest groups. And now she has laid out a work programme that can make the change. And she is quite critical in her report of the role of the Department of Agriculture, a lack of communication, a lack of leadership. And she's saying whilst licensing needs to be addressed, there are a huge range of issues which also need to be looked at.
And what are people in the sector saying? There's been a lot of frustration, a lot of disillusionment. Are they hopeful that this will prove to be a new way forward, the implementation of the McKinnon recommendations and a new woodlands policy as well as a forestry policy?
They're more hopeful now than they have been, but they are still sceptical on you. Andrew Doyle was the Forestry Minister when McKinnon was commissioned initially to carry out this review. That was in 2019. And the industry is still saying we're at a crisis point because they are, because they can't get enough trees into the ground. And they're also saying that there's a viability issue here. They need to plant a minimum of 6,000 hectares for the sector to be viable. 6,000 hectares every year. Now, I spent yesterday only a few hours at one of the country's biggest nurseries up in the Wexford-Wicklow border. There are fields there with tens of millions of plants in them. They'll become saplings, which will be planted in time, which decades later will become timber, which is harvested. But if licences aren't being issued and those saplings don't have an outlet, then there's a really big problem because they have a limited shelf life. And that's where you get into exporting them simply to sell them. Then the viability of that nursery and nurseries like that become an issue. And if they are not there, then the government won't have the trees to plant to meet its own targets. So it really is a difficult situation. But there is hope that the work that Jo O'Hara has done over recent months and now the minister beginning to engage directly with everybody involved, that perhaps there is a roadmap, and if there is the political will to implement that, that a lot of these problems can be overcome.
And do I have this right, Fran? Is one of the key things that would make an awful lot of difference to farmers in terms of, you know, getting through a lot of this red tape and admin backlog, to have some kind of pre-planning grant. So instead of having to do all the separate pieces of work on the roads to get into Fell and all the rest, it would all be kind of dealt with at the start, and there would be some support towards that. Is that a key recommendation?
That's something which the industry very much wants, because it becomes very complex. And what they're saying is that very often when the department are granting licences, they go for what the sector calls low-hanging fruit, the sites which are easy, less contentious, there won't be a problem with, you won't get into appeals. So they're saying they need to simplify all of that and provide a clear and simple way of doing it. But one of the key problems has been, Anya, over the last few months, a simple resources issue. The volume of staff needed to deal with it haven't been there. Now it has been increased, but there is still concern and criticism that they haven't been there. And one of the things that Joe O'Hara identifies in this Project Woodland document is that actually COVID and Brexit have been significant issues, and they have stymied the department in their ability to deal with this. And she talks about a lack of priority about dealing with the issue and those complex issues that you've referred to, Anya, the issues around appeals, licensing, and simply where difficult, overly bureaucratic processes are bogging the system down. And there is a recognition now, both within government and within the sector, that until you resolve those two issues, you won't get over this particular hump. And what this project or this strategy will do is actually put in place various headings and work, what are being called work streams, to address all of those particular issues singly and one by one, and putting individuals in charge of those work streams so that highly complex problems can be simplified and can be dealt with.
OK, and as I say, Fran, we'll be talking to Biodiversity Minister Pippa Hackett, who will be dealing with all of this when we talk to her later in the programme, right?